This is an amendment that falls in line with what the recommendation of the administration is, as well as every outside group that's ever looked at this program. Department of Agriculture has 5 access marketing programs. This is just one of them. The administration recommended a 20% reduction. We have put forward an amendment to reduce it by 20%. We spend $2 billion over the next 10 years on market access. American contribution to total world agricultural products is on the decline in spite of these programs. And the waste in these programs, if you actually look where the money's spent, is unbelievable. I'll reserve the balance of my time.
Senator from Michigan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would rise to oppose my colleague's amendment. The reality is for us that American agricultural exports are the only real area where we have a surplus right now, and we want to continue that. The current program that the senator is speaking about is all about exports. It's all about jobs. For every dollar invested in this particular market access program, $35 is generated back in economic activity. I think that's a pretty good investment. We know that a very important part of the future, not only for our traditional production, agricultural parts of the country, but for smaller value-added food products, really is in exports. And this supports that. And so I would reserve the balance of my time.
Mr. President,
Senator from Oklahoma.
I would assume by the chairman's response that she supports the $20 million that went into a reality TV show in India to purchase cotton other than made in the United States. That's where $20 million of it went. That's what's wrong with this program. I'm not objecting to the fact that we ought to have market access programs, but when we're wasting $20 million on something that has no connection whatsoever with American agricultural products, we ought to be...
Senator's time has expired.
Reducing.
Mr. President, let me just say again, and I'm not familiar, I know that we are trying to redevelop an American denim industry. I had a chance to
Senator's time has expired.
A denim factory in Texas, and we're trying to support our cotton industry. So I'm not...
The Senator's time has expired.
But I would urge you no vote. Thank you.
The question is on
the amendment. Ask for the yeas and nays.